Before that, we heard New York Groove by a band called Hello. Once again, I don't know, Ace Frehley or Paul Stanley, I forget which guy made a kind of a hit out of that. But the original version was by a band called Hello, New York Groove. I don't know, I don't care which Kiss guy, they're all the same, except there's a couple dead, a couple aren't dead. Whatevs. And then we started off with What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding by Brinsley Schwartz, which is actually Nick Lowe's. What, like Nick Lowe and a bunch of other... these guys were just like the big pub rock players. What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, which, of course, Elvis Carstereo made a nice hit out of. So here's the Zombo right in your brain. And it's more than just old-time rock and roll. It's more than anything else. It is a show to get in your brain and build. It's like going to the... It's like taking your brain to the gym. Like taking your brain to the gym. And Jim goes, I don't know what to do with this guy's brain. What do we got here? Okay. I already told you what makes a community vibrant. What do we got here? According to the National Fire Protection Association... Cooking is the second leading cause of resident hall fires. I guess Molotov cocktails are number one. Cooking is the leading cause of fires and related injuries. Never leave your cooking unattended. And if you're using a Molotov cocktail, please use it outside. A grease fire, don't put water on a grease fire or on a Molotov cocktail. Do that. The water is the worst extinguishing agent to use on a grease fire. So there you go. Don't put water on a grease, on your grease. Or, you know, water, I mean, or even on an electric fire. I had a small electric fire. And the first thing that went through my mind, these PSAs, help. I'm like, man, I'm not going to put any water on that electric fire because someone on the radio told me that that's a bad thing. So I just let it burn and the whole house went up. Damn it, I hate when that happens. Also, let's get into some of the wilder, more adventurous music rather than like these three chord dummies, old time rock and roll and New York groove or whatever. This is, I gotta look at the name pronunciation because it's Blitzabargeld from Einstein's in die Neubauten, and I can say that correctly, which means collapsing new buildings. And Teho Terdo, and I think he might be Italian. And they did these couple records together, and they're so dark and wonderful. They're kind of like a cross between like a Serge Gainsbourg record, a Leonard Cohen record. They're just beautiful records. And this is a song called Bisogna Amore. And this is some new stuff. Zombo in your brain playing. Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? It's right here. It's right there. It's good that your brain's here. Dig these. Now we're going to get a little more adventurous. Oh, such a beautiful tune.
Oh, come ti inganni se pensi che gli anni non andrà a finire, bisogna morire. È un sogno la vita che pazzi gradita e beve gioire, bisogna morire, non val medicina, non giova la china, non si può guarire, bisogna morire. Bisogna morire, der Gamer und Podcaster, der Chris und Talkshow Master, E-Sports Turniere. Bisogna morire. Der Bauer auf dem Trecker, Wikipedia-Faktenchecker, Berufsoffiziere, bisogna morire. Der Driver von Uber and the famous YouTuber, trotz Spenderniere, bisogna morire, bisogna morire, bisogna morire. La morte è crudele, a tutti infedele, ognuno svergogna, morire bisogna, e pur o pazzia, o gran frenesia, par dirsi menzogna, morire bisogna, morire bisogna, morire bisogna. Si muore cantando, si muore sonnando, la cetra o sampogna, morire bisogna. Si muore danzando, bevendo, mangiando, con quella carogna, morire bisogna, morire bisogna, morire bisogna. Zeitschwurbler, Hedgefondbanker, Risikopapiere, bisogna morire, Startup-CEOs durch die Nacht und atemlos. Ich zitiere, bisogna morire, e quando che meno, ti pensi nel seno, ti viene a finire, bisogna morire, se tu non vi pensi, hai persi gli sensi, sei morto e puoi dire. Bisogna morire, bisogna morire, bisogna morire, bisogna morire, bisogna morire, bisogna morire.
you get the idea on that one, right? Yeah, the Cassandra Complex with Moscow, Idaho. We need more of this. Sketch for Summer. Yeah, really neat old tune. I like from the Derrida column. Before that, we heard Little Barry, Zero Sun, from their new record, Zero Sun. Ill at Ease by the Preoccupations. That was new. Vyoski Miore, Hijo Tierto. Such a pretty tune. So anyhow, oh, Jesus, thinking about spring, right? So this is crazy. Just got an email now saying that they're canceling the symphony for Sunday. The Dvorak concert that I bought tickets for, that they said, oh, you can come Friday or Saturday. I got stuff to do, you know? I just can't go Friday or Saturday. So this is how crazy things are, right? Already canceling the symphony. Damn. Son of a gun. So it looks like Sunday batting down the hatches. Because it's like 100% now. 100% snow catastrophe. Please. We'll get through this. It'll melt eventually. As Kelvin says, it just sits back and waits for it to melt. There you be. So, yeah. Interesting idea. I was talking about throwing stuff away. You know, and keeping stuff. One of the weirdest things is photographs. Photographs are the hardest thing to throw away. You know, oh, man, that photograph. You know, people are, like, purging stuff. And I want to keep this photo. Look at all these photos. And you say one to yes photograph. Then you say yes to another photograph. You might take pictures of them digitally and hang on to them, but that's a chore. So what I was thinking would be an interesting thing to do, and I can see this being entertainment in the future. You know, whenever you go through, like, a graveyard now and you see somebody that died, like, 100 years ago, you just see a name on a stone. You know, it's just not very entertaining. You know, well, what stories or what they look like? What they look like naked? Yeah, that's one thing I always say. You know, go through the cemetery. I wonder what the person looked like naked when they were alive. That kind of thing. I think in the future, real entertainment, when people die, most people are getting cremated now. But with their ashes, there should be a small time capsule. Small time capsule has, like, a nice little, like a nice little artifacts. You know, some real artifacts. So maybe some newspaper clippings or a couple photographs or, you know, an audio recording, a song they wrote, a picture they drew, something small. Fits in a little box, a little 8x10 box. Photograph. And then maybe all their DNA on a little hard drive. Okay? This way, in 100 years from now, it would be great entertainment. Each person is given 15 minutes. They're given 15 minutes. The Warhol, 15 minutes. And it's entertainment. Wow, you can see what this person was like 100 years ago. And it might seem mundane now. Here's his blanket that this guy got from his granny. And here's a picture of it. And it meant something to her. Wow. Just really strange little slices of life. A little show. And then in 100 years, it's entertainment. I mean, right now, if you could say, hey, listen, well, look at that old grave. Wonder what that person looked like, what they did, just even for a fleeting moment. You know, their story. Because everybody's got a story. Most of the stories are dumb. Most of the stories are pointless, and all the stories have a bad ending. So, but it would be interesting. 100 years from now, all these time capsules, you know, you're cremated, you have your some of the stuff that you think is interesting before somebody else throws it away. Because let's face it, when you croak, most people are just going to be shoveling all your stuff in a dumpster. I've cleaned up enough old people's houses to go know what was important to them at this time is of zero importance to the cleaning crew. You know, unless it's money, you know, or homemade pornography. Other than that, nah, not really any of interest. So that'd be funny, too. They bury you with your own homemade pornography. That'd be fun. Just a thought for entertainment, for the future, for the next 100 years. We could be providing entertainment for future generations, and they could go, wow, That person was really upset about this snowstorm that was coming at February 5th, 2026. Today is February 23, 2026, 2 days away from the big snow countdown. But you know what? This is cool. People last week when I did the recap, because right now I'm recapping the best music finds of 2025, okay? And most people go, wow, you found some really nice cover tunes of stuff. And that was the best part of your show. So this next part of the show is all really neat cover tunes that are redone that I discovered this year. First one is Ça Parle Pour Moi by Los Bandidos, the classic Bob Bertrand groovy song. You'll know the song when you hear it, but this is a nice cover version.
Social life is dust. My name is really Mud. My mom. Just as long, it don't mess up his hair. you. I dried your tears of pain, babe, a million times for you. I sell my soul for you, babe, for money to burn. I'd give you all and have none, babe, just to have you here by me. In the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. In the midnight hour, baby, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, 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 more.
Come to take you down. When they bring that ray gun round, when they come to call on you and drag your poor body down, there's just one thing I ask of you, just one thing for me. Get you know my name, my darling, sugary. Shake it, shake it, sugary. Just don't tell them that you know me now. Shake it, shake it, sugary. Just don't tell them that you thought you was a cool fool. You never could do no wrong. You had everything sewn up tight, but how come you lay awake all night long? And there's just one thing I ask of you, just one thing for me. You knew my name, oh my darling, sugary. Come on, shake it, shake it, sugary. Just don't tell them that you know me now. Shake it, shake it, sugary. Just don't tell them that you up now, sugary. You know I'll meet you at the Jubilee. And if that Jubilee don't come, well, or maybe I'll meet you on the run. There's just one thing I ask of you, just one thing for me.
Nice little set of cover tunes that I discovered this past year, 2025. That was Graham Parker doing the Grateful Almost All of Them Dead's version of Sugary. It's the only song of the only song I really liked of that band. That was Graham Packer. Before that, we heard Nouvelle Vague with Rebel Yell, Phonocomb with doing Brian Eno's Here Come the Warm Jets, and we heard Petra Hayden doing from the Who Sellout, Armenia, City in the Sky. That was written by Thunderclap Newman. Pete Townsend, those guys didn't even write that tune, but it was on the Who Sellout, which is really a wonderful record. We heard Talk Talk, originally done by The Music Machine. That was done by The Inmates. Started out with Ça Plane Pour Moi, Los Bandidos, doing a cover version of Plastic Bertrand's Ça Plane Pour Moi. Yeah. What do we want here? What do we want? We'll do that? Okay, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. Got some more music for you. Got less than a half of an hour to go. And like I'm saying, today is January 23rd, 2026. The new schedule kicks in. Hopefully, I'll still have my replay show, the encore show, Mondays 9 a.m. to noon. Hopefully, you'll still have it. That's really nice. Got to tell you one more PSA here, which is a public service announcement for those in the know. 911. That's right. Are you in an emergency? Get used to it because you probably need it this weekend, right? I can't get a snow. 911. I fell down. 911. My God, what have I done? 911. Text it if you can't. Wow. Texting 911 just seems like a pretty, might as well do a smoke signal. Text 911, and then you can't send the media file or your own homemade pornography. Please do not send that to this 911. I guess you just give them your message and an address. But, man, nothing beats calling 911 going, help, I'm here, there's a problem, rather than like, tick, tick. Damn, autocorrect. It told them that there was an automobile accident in my pants. Son of a gun. Damn, autocorrect. So you know you got to have autocorrect sending all these things to the wrong place on the 911s. So please, if you got to call 911, call it old school. You know, don't text them. Why do you really don't want to talk to anybody? Because there's people I know who don't want to talk to anybody on the phone. It's all straight up text. They will not call anybody. It's like, oh, I got to text them. You know, and my texts are so vague. Like you say, oh, thanks. Was that a sarcastic thanks or was that a real thanks? Because there's not an exclamation point on the end of the thanks. It's thanks, period. That doesn't sound very sincere. See, you lose all that. Mm-hmm. Next week is going to be the final week if the station isn't buried under a 1,000 feet of snow and we haven't entered the new ice age. I've never seen this much. Like, it's coming there. It's almost like a Noah's Ark kind of thing. You know, I never knew, like, 2-3 days in advance. Oh, it's a Sunday. It's going to be a Snowmageddon 3. I mean, the last Snowmageddon just happened. This is when we had the art gallery and we had an art opening. It was like, boy, sure is kind of snowy. Boy, sure is, man, is it really snowy? Man, it is, oh my God, is it snowy? Holy, and then everybody was buried. We didn't get any big, you know, like, oh, it's going to be Snowmageddon. So hopefully, you know, being that we're just under the buckle of the snow belt, won't be too horrible. You know what else I found this year? Of course, mashups. Here's Ray Charles mashed together with Van Halen, Zombo in Your Brain.
You see, last night, I'm thinking, my woman's gonna be so glad to see me. I know she gonna open the door.
Yeah!
And she gonna open her arms.
Oh, yeah!
And I know she gonna open.
Oh, no!
I was wrong as hell. I tell you right now, I couldn't believe what was happening. The woman went crazy. She stopped yelling and screaming at me, talking about I guess if you say so, I excited.
All right.
She was waiting on me, all right. Oh. Right in the middle of the living room floor.
Let me sing a little bit.
Yeah. Come on, mama, mama, baby.
Guess I should have been sentimental when you up and walked away. I guess I should have been more gentle with the words I chose to say. I guess I should have bought you flowers, but I thought they was a waste. I guess I should have spent more hours on the woman I can't replace. I should have quit my drinking the moment you became concerned. I guess I should have held on tight. I guess I should have kept my master. Honey, I don't think I can. Should have met you at the altar. Honey, I ain't that kind of man.
Daddy's waiting for you.
look at the time. Yeah, running out of time. That's Planet Takis. Raus aus der Rundkite. Before that, we heard The Alligator by the S4. The High Nobles with Shake. Party Man Special by Edison Rocket Train. Dynamite by the Donettes. Next One I Find by my old buddies, the All-American Playboys. Yeah, I Remain in Your Brain. You guys, you just do what you do, all right? Snowmageddon! Panic! Toilet paper! Milk! Bread! That is it. That is all. What awful things to have, too. My things would be like Funyuns, Nutty Bars, and Diet Soda Pop. Those three things. Yeah. Yeah. All right, got time for one more. Satisfaction Blues, Rufus and Ben Quinlan. Just remember, remaining in your brain. Whether you like it or not. Muscle! See you bums next week.
My gal sure can do that thing. Every night you can hear me sing. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. Just have to do it and I'm satisfied.
Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.